We're going to spend some time taking a look at one decision made by one political leader in Washington, D.C. this week. Now, on the surface, it appears as just a choice to accept the inevitable, I guess you'd say, for that one person. Is it more than that? Will this be like tossing a stone into a body of water, creating those ripple effects, and you really don't know what direction they're going to go in? The political leader I'm referring to is now, or is soon to be, former Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Let's start by taking a look at his political career, as well as a view of the Senate during his years, his time in the Senate as a member and the GOP leader, and how lasting his impact will be. To do that, we welcome former Senate staffer, former U.S. Trade Ambassador, author of the book The Betrayal, How Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans Abandoned America, with a very timely updated release coming up in May. Ira Shapiro, how are you today, Ira?
Oh, it's great to be with you, and thanks for bringing me to talk with you and to reach your audience.
Well, I think it's important to understand what you present in the betrayal, because we always look at, well, really any body of government, whether it be the Senate, the House in D.C., or here in New Jersey, you look at the Assembly or the State Senate, we always look at it as a singular person and how much effect they might have. And what you, I think, educate people on in the betrayal is just how wide range of effect that Mitch McConnell has had on what we see as the current state of the Senate.
Well, I think that that's right, but I would say that Mitch McConnell has had a profound effect, not just on the Senate, but on the Supreme Court and on the country as a whole. You know, we used to refer to Lyndon Johnson as, in Robert Caro's famous book, the master of the Senate. Johnson had minimal impact compared to McConnell. McConnell has been, I think, the most impactful senator in memory with his 40-plus years in the Senate, including now it'll be 18 years as leader. So you can't overstate how much impact he's had.
Well, certainly, too, if you look at, you mentioned his now further record-breaking time as a party leader, whether it's the majority or the minority of 18 years, you have to go back to Robert Dole, who had 11 and a half years as a Republican in that position. You mentioned Mike Mansfield is number two on the all-time list.
Right.
What does it take to survive in that position for as long as McConnell has? Is it just a matter of leadership or placating?
Great political skill, I think. I always give McConnell credit as a very skillful strategist, tactician, party leader, and very hardball negotiator with the Democrats. Having said that, and a great fundraiser, and that's one of the keys to his success. He has done an enormous job of fundraising for the Republicans, though many of them are deeply in his debt and supportive of him. Having said that, his legacy and his effect on the country has been a dark one. I think he will be primarily remembered for one thing he did and one thing he didn't do. The one thing he did, of course, was created and stacked the extreme and radical Supreme Court that we have. He did that by blocking Merrick Garland's nomination in 2016 to hold a vacancy open and then ramming through three justices for Donald Trump. And that is his legacy. And if one likes the Supreme Court's direction on things like abortion and guns and environment and affirmative action, et cetera, then you'll think well of McConnell. I think the overwhelming majority of the country does not support the direction this radical Supreme Court has gone in. And so that's part of his legacy.
Talk about specifically about the Barrett nomination, because that's probably the most egregious run around, I guess we'd call this, traditional procedure of the U.S. Senate.
Well, that's a great recollection. In my book, I entitled the chapter on Barrett, Amy Coney Barrett, the Banana Republic confirmation. the listeners will recall, but Barrett was rammed through the Senate and ultimately confirmed 8 days before Election Day in 2020. McConnell blocked Merrick Garland for a year, but because it was an election year, but rammed through Barrett 8 days before the election, captured that seat when it was pretty evident that Donald Trump was going to lose the election. So I regarded that as perhaps the most egregious of his actions. Beyond that, I think he'll be remembered for what he didn't do, which is namely stop Donald Trump's assault on our democracy when he had repeated chances to do so, most particularly in the second impeachment trial, when he condemned Trump's behavior very, very harshly. He didn't hold anything back, and then voted not to convict him. So we're suffering from the fact that for the last 3 years, Trump has been able to prepare to run for president when he should have been disqualified from doing so by the Senate's convicting him in the impeachment trial.
Our Ira Shapiro, whose book, The Betrayal, How Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans Abandoned America, soon to be released in an updated softcover version in May. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You can follow Mr. Shapiro on X, by the way, at Shapiro Global. We have that linked over at our page as well. You feature in your book something, a speech by Mitch McConnell that is positive in one way, but discouraging in another, because if he held true to his words in the speech that he made on January 6th in the Senate chamber, and maybe even made that speech, as you point out, the day after Election Day, a lot of problems might have been avoided, if not for America, at least for the GOP.
Well, but I that's a great point, but I do think it's a lot of problems would have been avoided for America. I mean, in my book, I have five chapters or so that deal with the rolling events of 2020 and the repeated opportunities to stop, that the Senate had to stop Donald Trump. And one of the opportunities I believe that was missed was after the networks and Associated Press called the election of 2020 for Joe Biden, McConnell and other Senate Republicans, but particularly McConnell, waited 5 weeks before acknowledging that Biden had won the election. That's the 5 weeks in which the big lie spread through the country. Big lie that the election was stolen. They heard it from his followers heard it from Donald Trump, but it was not contradicted by people who were Republicans who knew better. And it's had a lasting impact on our country. That's 50 million people, 70% of Trump's voters, who thought the election was rigged. And it didn't have to be that way. So I hold McConnell accountable for a lot of things. And interestingly, recently he, waxing philosophical, said, "History will settle every account." Well, it will. And it won't settle his account favorably, I don't believe.
Now, I found this quote, too. This is a courtesy of a report from CNN, McConnell speaking. "Believe me, I know the politics within my party at this particular time. I have many faults. Misunderstanding politics is not one of them." Does he see the GOP no longer the, let's call it, the traditional heritage GOP? It's now the Trump GOP, and there's not a place for him.
No. Look, no question that he sees that. He knows that probably two-thirds of the Republican caucus is kind of Trumpist at this point. And that certainly, he understands that. He did, I think, I give him credit for a good job in 2022, accomplishing some things on a bipartisan basis with that other third of the Republicans, let's say. But he understands that. How much of his decision to step down was that, as opposed to the combination of age, health, tenure, et cetera, can't sort out. But as McConnell said, I have many faults, but misunderstanding politics is not one of them.
Wrapping up with an overview of the Senate, again, with that, keeping that in mind, and if you're a member of that body that's been there and watching the quagmire and the swamp, the mud grow thicker and thicker, you're having a leader, in quotation marks, I'll put it, of Mitch McConnell, who won't even defend his own wife when she's insulted by Donald Trump. If you are one of those one-third of the non-Trumpers on the GOP caucus, what are you hoping for in a leader? I mean, we have the three Johns that are up, but that's not exactly a change in generation. They're all in their 60s and 70s. No offense to either one of us. I'm aging myself here as well. But if you want a change in generation and a change in direction, you have to start thinking unconventional. And that's something I don't think that anyone in that Senate is capable of doing.
Well, you know, your listeners may know the three Johns are sort of part of McConnell's leadership team. I think everything depends in terms of Senate his successor depends on the presidential election.
Oh, sure.
Literally everything, because if Trump is selected, Trump will pick the next Senate leader. I mean, they would say, traditionally, they would say that's up to the senators, but it will be a Trump person. Trumpist, J.D. Vance, Martha Blackburn, God knows who they'll come up with. If Trump is not elected, then maybe the three Johns or someone else have a chance of being leader. But I think that the tragedy here is that the Senate looks good in comparison only to the crazed House, the radical Supreme Court, and Trump. The Senate occasionally actually pulls it together and does something, so that the Senate was able to pass legislation on a bipartisan basis to give aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But McConnell's overall effect on the Senate for his long tenure is it became a more bitter, partisan, paralyzed place. And he was a significant part of that. He used his skill to obstruct Obama's presidency and then used his skill to ram through things under Trump. And it's a much different place than it was before he became leader.
And for you listening, in case you're new to the movie, the three Johns are John Thune, John Cornyn, and John Barrasso. I don't want to leave everyone hanging on that one in case you haven't been paying attention this past week. But really, I think what Ira does with his book and the portrayal of how Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans abandoned America, and especially, I think, with the chapter on the reactions of the COVID pandemic, what someone says can often be very different versus what someone does. And maybe Mitch McConnell is one of the best examples of how that difference can be a wide canyon, not just a narrow ditch. But you be the judge. Read the betrayal, how Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans abandoned America. You can follow Ira on X at Shapiro Global. And Ira, you provide a history lesson, a reminder in civics about what the intention and the design of the Senate was meant to be. Unfortunately, what it's become today. But with the proper minds and the proper backbones, so maybe we can get back to making things right in at least that side of the Capitol building. Thanks for the work you do for being here today.
Well, thanks so much for having me. But I do think everything this year depends on the voters, basically. You know, the future of the Senate and everything else in the political system is in the hands of the voters.